My furry roommate, living with a Yeti. In the cozy town of Snowy Peaks, nestled among white-capped mountains and icy streams, little Sammy, just 5 months old, could giggle at the tickly sensation of Yeti fur on his cheeks. With wide eyes, he would watch as our friendly Yeti covered the couch with his fluffy coat during afternoon naps and left a curly hair or two in the bathtub after his splashy baths. From Sammy's perspective, the Yeti was like a walking cloud, soft and comfy, always around to make funny faces and share warm, furry cuddles. Sammy loved the Yeti's deep, rumbling lullabies, which always sent him to sweet dreams, despite the faint echo that would sometimes bring about a knocking from the next door. Sammy's sister, 7-year-old Zoe, had quite a different view of their unique house guest. To her, the Yeti was a mischievous playmate. They'd have dance parties that would accidentally knock over a crystal vase or two. Once, during an epic game of indoor tag, a chain of events led to their lovely chandelier wobbling, wobbling, and then resting quietly on the floor. "Oops," Zoe would say with a giggle, her hands on her hips as she assessed their accidental artwork. But amidst the chaos, Zoe and the Yeti shared a magical bond. She was the Yeti's official translator, understanding his grunts and roars as if they were plain words, explaining to Mom why there was Yeti-sized snow prints all over the kitchen floor. In stories told to Sammy and Zoe by their parents at bedtime, their Yeti roommate was a creature of wonder, teaching them about kindness, creativity, and the importance of a good vacuum. The Yeti, though a bit clumsy, had a heart bigger than any mess he could ever make.